This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
In the studio today, our next guest with us, we've got Melinda Martin here from Linden New Art Gallery. And Melinda's brought in Uriel Eric Bridgman into the studio as well, who's got an exhibition there at the moment called Yal. Welcome to the show, Eric and Melinda.
Thanks for having us.
Melinda, tell us all about Linden New Art. What is it? I've never heard of it before.
Oh, come on. So Linden New Art is a public gallery based in St Kilda in Ackland Street, just around the corner from where we all are in the beautiful Pride Centre.
Stunning building.
It is a gorgeous building. We specialise in showing the work of mid-career artists, so artists who are sort of like, 10 to 15 years on from art school.
And the good thing is it's all new art, as the title of the space is called now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's new art or never been shown in Melbourne before. So we always specialise in being able to show our audiences something brand new that they'll have not seen before. Mm.
And Melinda, how is it, finding art, or is it just too much to choose from? And, it must be exciting, thinking, well, where are we going? What's next for us?
We spend a lot of time kind of trying to balance things like gender, cultural diversity, also and medium. So we look at we're showing photography at the moment, but also we work with painting and sculpture and installation. So it's a really kind of, it's a bit like being a really good DJer. You've got little pockets of everything all going at once. And when it all comes together, it's like a really beautiful sound.
Yeah. Now, tell us a little bit about how you chose this artist that's with us today, because it's pretty exciting, because he lives a little bit away from us, doesn't he?
He does. We're very lucky that he's been able to come down from Brisbane. We spent a lot of time, we always spend a lot of time looking at artists. So I think Eric was a bit surprised when we reached out to his gallery in Brisbane to say, would you be interested in having a show with us, probably about 18 months ago, I think.
Yeah.
And we started a conversation where we talked to Milani Gallery, which represents Eric's work, and then having a conversation with Eric as well to make sure that he felt like it was a good fit for him to come and show work with us.
Now, Eric, you have exhibited down here before. Tell us, you've been part of a festival as well. Which one?
The Next Wave Festival back in, I think, 2010 or 11.
Okay.
I'd shown some work in the Nicholson Building, that year. Other shows that I've been in have been at the Monash Gallery, the photography gallery, I think I have some work in the NGV somewhere.
Brilliant.
I don't think they've shown it yet, but it's
right. Okay. How do you know they haven't shown us? Or because they haven't told you that they have yet?
Perhaps.
Is it a surprise that's coming up or something?
Sure, maybe they have, maybe they haven't.
Right, okay. Sure.
But there are a few shield paintings of mine, which are actually similar to the ones that are on show at the Linden Gallery now.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you started off in photography. Where were you going with your photography?
In my early days at Queensland College of Art is where I studied. And I remember I was just taking a lot of selfies back then, and that was quite early. I think it was like 2004 or 5. I just, got my degree basically by doing selfies.
You did not.
I'm pretty sure I did.
I think it's called portraiture.
Yeah, it's called self-portraiture, whatever. But I think that I had saved up a few electives, and I kind of persuaded the teachers to let me have a studio in the sculpture shed for a year, which is where I started playing with sculpture and performance and video and just expanding and just playing around with whatever I wanted to. It wasn't until maybe after that I had a show was in a group show at the Institute of Modern Art, which is kind of like Brisbane's version of ACCA.
Uh-huh.
And then I started going back regularly to PNG because I think that the photography for me at the time, I was kind of like, there's got to be more, and there's got to be more to me that I don't know much about yet. So I was like, I need to go to PNG to learn more about myself.
Yep.
And not until maybe a few years after that, I started collaborating with my family up there, my brothers and uncles and aunties, and
right.
And we started painting.
More painting, not photographs of them? Or?
Yeah, we actually, because I'd had my cameras, and so, you know, naturally everybody wanted to learn how to use a camera and use a camera. So we did start taking some pictures together and using the video camera. But at the same time, to me, they weren't intended for any sort of show at that time. It was more like, you know, family snaps family videos to send back, because also we have like picture houses in the village. So I'd put them on discs and send them back so the village could watch them.
Right.
So it wasn't anything I thought that was actually anything serious or, you know, it was sort of lighthearted sort of family photos.
Yeah.
But since then, some of them I have shown in shows. Maybe it wasn't until maybe 2015 when we built a house, sort of a purpose, you know, built for the purpose of creating artwork. That was in 2015 that we started creating, you know, paintings and drawings,
yep.
and becoming a bit more focused on what we wanted to achieve with that.
And what were you doing with your paintings once you got up there? Was it traditional paintings or was it more contemporary?
Well, we started with learning about tradition. So we would have meetings with our elders. And in this case, because I'm a man, I work with my cousins and uncles on this men's practice, which is the shields. And later on, aunties and sisters came in and brought their women's practice into it, and we began collaborating as well. Sorry, I lost my train of
thought. No, about traditional...
Tradition, So the tradition sort of informed us on what we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
And because in our region, in the highlands, we're from the highlands of Papua New Guinea, uh-huh. Simbu, and...
Is it still quite primitive, you know, like just on a sideways, you know, like... Or is it, you know, like here, like St Kilda, is there houses everywhere, or is it...
There's houses everywhere, not like these houses, mm-hmm. but it's actually quite modern in terms of... you know, things that are brought in and ideas that are shared by people. It's, you know, we still live in traditional huts. Like I have my house is a round, like a big round hut. It's about 10 meters in diameter. And it's huge. That's where we also do our work in there.
Uh-huh.
But I personally chose to have a house like that.
Right.
For a few reasons. But, you know, there are modern houses there.
Mm.
I don't know. We also live in near the highway, so we get a lot of things coming and going through there.
Mm.
But, yeah, I mean, primitive is a word you could throw in there, but probably not. I probably wouldn't prefer to use that term, but I'd say we're kind of linked with a lot of custom and tradition still. It's still very strong.
Yep. And are you finding that you're wanting to go back further and you're like and stick to that more than your selfies or your portraits or you know, like what are you looking at now as an artist?
Well, at the moment, since starting working on the shields and looking at shields with my cousins, I've also been practicing that here on my own. And so we actually, to sort of answer the question before, we're using tradition but bringing it into a sort of modern language and modern stories.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Because most of the members that make up our group, House Uriel, are young people. You know, we're in our 20s and 30s.
Yep.
So we've got modern stories to tell.
Yep.
We've got language that is modern. And
you've got better equipment to work with as well, haven't you?
Well, yeah. So I think especially when you look at the talk about a shield. So a shield can represent, you know, violence and tribal warfare.
Mm.
But what we are trying to do is sort of unravel the language, which is a positive thing, the face of the shield and the story that is embedded in it. So that's we're wanting to sort of push that into a contemporary.
Okay, so the shield has a story. Is that what you're saying?
Shields can have stories. Yeah, right. Shields can have stories. personal stories as well as familial stories.
Is that what you do?
That's what I do as well. So I basically, you know, I could create a painting or a shield painting that is a self-portrait.
Ah,
you know, that is a portrait of me, or it could be a story or a portrait of somebody who I'm making it for.
Uh-huh.
In the show at Linden Gallery, there is one portrait who I've made for my cousin Moses, and those ones specifically I make because I miss them, you know. So if there's a longing and there's a sort of separation, so I'm sort of telling that story because I, you know, in the process of making those works in my studio, you know, this is somebody who's on my mind, so I'm going to make a portrait of them or a painting of them.
Yeah.
And I've also made similar works of people, artist friends who are Australian, Indigenous Australian, or, you know, people who are around me and support me.
Yeah.
It's a personal.
Yeah.
It's personalized.
Okay, I like it. And has Moses seen the one you did?
Yeah, of course.
And what did he think?
Oh, well, he can tell, like, so basically he can tell that the, you know, the designs are familiar to him, just like, he can see himself in it, just like an artist friend of mine, Archie Moore. I made him one, and that I felt like we made that together. He was around at the time, and he donated some of a part of him. I won't tell you which part of him, and I tied it into the work.
Right.
So it's sort of it is more special if the person can collaborate and make it with me.
Yeah.
But I think with going back to traditional shields, you know, that there is a similar thing going on there with, you know, as an identifier, the object becomes an identifier of a person.
Yeah.
I'm sort of like trying to go beyond the object as a weapon, or it's more of a protective thing.
Of course.
It's actually not a weapon. It's a protective sort of object.
Yeah.
But I also, it's just actually, you know, trying to discover more about it through the beautiful sort of visual language of it and how it is so striking and beautiful. And I also kind of go into rugby league culture with that as well, with Guernsey design. So I'm interested in those things as well, the aspects of designs with, I guess, AFL designs as well. But we're from Papua New Guinea, so we love rugby league.
Yeah, yeah. And tell us, what about the photography? You know, like you said, you're using a bit from your family at home and whatever. But is that what is happening at Linden, or is it more sort of contemporary in your photography?
It's very contemporary what we're doing, but I think that the landscape and the colours and the language in it, they do kind of look a bit like they could be aged, you know, they could be a bit older, but they're actually made in, you know, the last year, the last couple of years, or the last few years.
Well, what do you mean then, but made to look older? You
know, I don't know, but to me they do look a bit historic. And
okay.
But there's things that I know about the works that makes it contemporary, such as, so if you compare like an old photo of a shield, it has components that are missing in these ones, because we're actually, you know, people might think that they are old photos of shields, but actually they don't have the feathers, the plumes on them, and they're actually made from plywood sheets and painted with enamel paint, you know, paints that we actually wouldn't have had, you
know?
Back
then, yeah.
So what we do is we get there and, you know, and also, like, I'm very much part of the group. I'm not necessarily the boss of anything. The work is constructed and pushed along, but driven along by all of my cousins. So their hunger to make this work is there, and I'm kind of facilitating it. So they're like, okay, well, we go and get the plywood, and we go to the store and we buy some enamel paint on the side of the road. So that to me makes it very contemporary. It's not, those aren't colours that were available before.
Yep.
But now that we have them, we can do whatever.
Yeah. Well, of course. Yeah. Of course. Sounds fascinating. Can't wait to see it. And it only opened a couple of days
Friday
ago.
Friday night.
How long's it running till?
Until the 5th of June.
Right, so we've got plenty of time to get there and see it. And, of course, Linden is on Ackland Street, a beautiful old terrace home, a huge place, and in here in St Kilda.
It is indeed.
And thank you so much for coming in today, the both of you, and go down and check it out. The gallery's open every day.
Tuesday to Sunday from 11 till 4.
Brilliant. Okay.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Melinda Martin and Uriel Eric Bridgman here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.